Okay, so welcome everyone to this AFALO meeting from October 2nd, 2013 at 1833 UTC. We have Mayowa Sufra, Aziz Ilali, Philippe Johnson, Zani Benjema, Fatima Dasseyesila, Pierre Dovonou, Oyatede Kayode, Pierre Danginou, Hadja Ouattara, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and Etienne Chichimbi on the French channel. On the English channel, we have Pastor Peters and Philip Johnson. As members of staff, we have Natalie Peregrine, Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, Lizzie Johnson, and myself, Julia Charvolin. Our interpreters for today are Claire and Camila. And Susie Johnson, I'm sorry. So I would like to remind you to please state your names before you speak for interpretation and transcription purposes. Thank you. Fatimata, you have the floor.
Yes. Sorry.
Hello? This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you. We're going to start.
Hello.
Yes,
on,
go
hello,
on. It's Hadja who has forgotten to mute her phone, says Dizani. Go on, Fatimata. So, welcome everyone, as I was saying. I'm sorry for not being on Adobe Connect. I'm going to try and connect, but I'm going to begin the meeting now anyway. So the first item on the agenda was a roll call, and then the second item is open policy issues. We have a number of issues, the first of which is the NS Risk Management Framework Report, the comment period ends on September 13th, and the reply period closes on October 5th. Then we have the consultation and CCTLD delegation and redelegation user instructions and source of policy and procedures. So the comment period for that consultation ends on September 30th, and the reply period on October 21st. So then we have the consultation on GTLD delegation and redelegation user instructions and source of policy and procedures. I think I'm repeating herself, so Fatimata Jenny says no, one is a delegation and redelegation of CCTLD and the other is of GTLD. That's right, says Fatimata, I'm sorry. So for the consultation on GTLD delegation and redelegation, the comment period ends on October 1st, so that was yesterday, and the reply period ends on October 22nd. Tizani, do you have any comments to make? No, Tizani, I'm sorry. No, Fatima, I'm sorry, says Tizani. It's Hadja who cannot hear us, and she speaks from time to time to see if we can hear her, to see whether or not we can understand her, but she is interrupting. Can we mute her, says Aziz? Yes, please, let's mute her, says Fatima, because it's disturbing. So then next on the list is a draft final report on protection of IGO and INGO identifiers in all GTLDs. The comment period closes on October 11th and the reply period ends on November 1st. Last on the list, the last open policy issue is a study on who is privacy and proxy service abuse. The comment period ends on October 22nd, and the reply period closes on November 13th. Are there any questions or comments regarding these open policy issues? Does anyone have anything they would like to add? Fatimata, this is Olivier speaking. Yes, go ahead, Olivier, says Fatimata. Thank you, Fatimata. Says Olivier, I think I can give some clarifications on the comments period. And I'm sorry, because there's so much background noise and I cannot hear properly and I don't really understand. But as regards the open policy issues, the ones that are still underway, the ALAC had some points to mention. The first was on leaders brainstorming collaboration. And then we had the Global Stakeholder Engagement Guideline. Going to hold a meeting on consultations with ICANN. We're working on our quarterly meetings. And we're trying to see which consultations have been made, because we know that our calls are sometimes simultaneous with the working groups. Yes, precisely, says Tijani. So we're most surely going to issue a comment on that. And the second consultation.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Peters.
I'm sorry, Mr. Peters, but Olivier is trying to speak and his sound is too faint. I'm doing my best to hear him. So we're trying to see with Ivan Leibovich, because he's drafting a first draft. With our comments, on the first version of the Who is Privacy and Proxy Service Abuse, I think we have until the 20th. Then we have other issues that we're working on as regards policy work. And the discussion is policy versus implementation. So there have been changes to the current rules of the GNSO. And it is important that ALAC make its recommendations without changing the order of the implementation of the policy. But it is still important that we make our comments on the process. For the time being, they have opened a call for comments. And then we have the final report on the protection of IGO and INGO identifiers in all DTLDs, which is to say that non-governmental organizations with new domain names have had to buy their additional domains through new domain names. This is quite a controversial matter, and there's 2 years of discussions already gone by, and now they have finally come to a draft final report. So I know that there's negative aspects and policy implications. So thank you for having allowed me to explain what it is we're doing at ALAC. Thank you, Olivier, says Fatimata, for this clarification. I didn't quite understand everything you said. Because he's in a taxi on his cell phone, as you said at the beginning, but thank you for participating. This is Fatimata speaking. If there are no other comments...
Can I ask you a question?
In this regard, we can move on to the item number 3. Fatimata, I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question, Pastor Peter?
This is Pierre speaking. Yes, Pierre, go ahead, Mr. Danginou, says Fatimata. Okay, this is Pierre Danginou speaking. In fact, for this item, I'm trying to organize our managers, that is to say Yaovi, who's going to work from Kenya on this. And I wanted to get acquainted with all these different issues and comments that you have to make. It's up to you to see to what extent you want to participate here, because it's your call after all. But we are trying to follow the work you make. Okay, thank
Hello,
you, Pierre, says Fatimata. It's a good initiative on your part, and it's good that we encourage participation. I think Pastor Peters had a question. Mr. Peters,
yes,
you have the floor.
It's only a quick one. Ms. Tura Aruna was supposed to be on this conference call. I know her name mentioned. I don't know if a call up, a dialogue was done to her.
Hello, Pastor Peter. Can you repeat your question, please?
Ms. Tura Aruna was to be part of this conference call. She told me yesterday that she asked for a dialogue.
Sorry, we cannot understand you. Can you repeat?
Ms. Tura Aruna, a member of North Across the Borders, who is also a fellow of ICAM, so was supposed to be on this conference call. She responded for a dialogue yesterday. So her name was not mentioned on this on the list of those taking part. So I don't know why.
Okay, our call management people are informing me that we didn't have a dial-out request from that person, but we can sort out those details with you via email, please. If you could send us an email with this concern, we can address it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Silvia, says Fatimata, for this practical answer. So without any further ado, we're going to move on to item number 3 on our agenda. So the first sub-item is recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Given that DT is not here, We're going to give the floor to Tijani. Tijani Benzema, you have the floor. Thank you, Fatima. That is Tijani. In the first place, I would like to say that I'm glad we have a second person who has become ICANN staff other than Yaobi. This is the second time we meet. But going back to ALAC's recent and upcoming activities, one of the highlights in the participation of ALAC is the appointment of a member of the board. Because Sébastien ends his term in 2014, and I'm not saying we should replace him, but we should hold a new election, and we don't know who will win. So that new election is going to start very soon. There is a call for candidates for the committees. The first committee is the
Board
Evaluation of Candidates. And the second is a committee which deals with the process. So we're going to start this call for candidates. And we're going to work with those committees so that we can start working on the process. The second highlight to be mentioned, which is also of interest to ALAC, is the summit. That is our 2014 summit. We're expecting to hold it in London in June next year. So the committee for the organization of the summit has prepared a dinner, and the committee on virtual capacity building had asked us to add to that survey that they had prepared the information on the summit and on the ALSs, because to prepare the ALSs for that summit, we had decided to organize training sessions for the ALSs so that they can participate actively and effectively at the summit. There is a part which deals with capacity building, and then that was finally approved. I was charged with the job of preparing the schedule. It's been practically approved. And now the language services department has it for its translation, and after that it's going to be sent out. May I remind you the great importance of the summit to ALAC and to it at large in general. And ALAC is willing to do everything it takes so that it is a real success, a real hit. That is one of the main activities of ALAC then. There is other activities, but which are not as important. What I should say at this point is that it is urgent that we prepare for the Buenos Aires meeting. So we are at the final stage of that preparation. I would like to remind you of what Olivier had said. That was that Sally and David Olive had prepared a program on the organization of ICANN meetings. And after the last meeting, we still don't know whether that will correspond with the format that we've had so far, or whether the format's going to change for the Buenos Aires meeting after this brainstorming they prepared. So I think this will also be discussed. But still, for ALAC and for at large, we are there. We have expressed our needs and our concerns, and that is a part of the general schedule. And so I would just like to say that we're almost ready for the Buenos Aires meeting. There is, of course, many other details to be defined, but the general documents are ready, or at least we have draft versions of that. Those are the main highlights of ALAC's recent and upcoming activities.
Okay.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani, for these activities. I would like to commend all ALAC members working on these activities because they are doing a great job. Now, are there any questions for Tizani at this point? Any comments? Any additional comments? The second sub-item on item number 3 is recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members. Everyone has the right to take the floor here. You'll see that we've only allotted 3 minutes for this section because you're all supposed to have published this on the wiki page. We should think of a solution. We had decided to publish all these activities, and there are many members who still don't share their activities. I think Olivier cannot really take the time to wait for every ALS to say what they have done and what they haven't done. So unfortunately, he won't really dedicate the time to do this. Now, does everyone have any important comment to make? Or then for the next meeting, where we should try and be more effective. I am raising my hand, says Tizani. Yes, Tizani, go ahead. Thank you, Fatima. This is Tizani speaking. I have accessed the wiki on many occasions. There are certain activities, but I think we don't really get an idea of what the activities of AFRALO's ALSs could be. May I remind you that Fadi Shehade, the new CEO of ICANN, gives great importance to ALSs, and he considers them to be the heart of ICANN. So he wishes that every time he goes to a given region, he will be able to enter into contact with the local ALSs and see what their activities are. So rather than waiting for him to come up to us, I think we should work towards telling him what we're up to. That is very important. So we should show the world that we are a part of a sector of Internet users who are active locally and who try to foster the Internet and to promote it. So we need to make their voices heard, make Africa's voice heard within ICANN. So to my mind, it is very important that by next meeting we have an item in the agenda to see what has happened and what can be done to improve the situation if it doesn't improve. Thank you, Fatimata. Thank you, Tizani, says Fatimata. So for next meeting, we will include an item on the agenda to deal with this issue. There is someone who wants to speak, I think. We cannot hear properly. Oh, Victor. Yes, go ahead, Victor. Good evening, Fatima. This is Victor speaking. I just wanted to say that I support what Tizani just said. And there is great need to clarify the responsibilities, but also the needs of an organization and the benefits of any organization who is accredited with at large. I think that is the question which is many times asked. At the Internet Society Cameroon level, in the at large community, and members do not really know for sure what it is they're getting out of it. So maybe we should add that to the agenda of our next meeting. which is then to somehow define the responsibilities and also the benefits of the at-large structures. Thank you, Victor. This is Fatimata speaking. So apparently, you agree with us. If no one opposes, I'm going to take it as accepted by everyone, and we're going to move on to item number 4. If you have any new suggestions, please express them now. Otherwise, I will take it that you agree with the suggestions that Tizani and Victor just made, and we will go on. So we will add an item on the agenda regarding ALS activities. Item number 4 is items for information. And so first in the list we have the preparation of the Internet Governance Forum in Bali.
We already announced that AFALO had organized a workshop and it was accepted. And there is a panel organized, currently organized, so as to do some presentation on that item. And I'm going to give the floor to Tijani, who is going to explain us the IGF, which is going to take place in Bali from the 21st to the 25th of October. Thank you, Fatimata. Tijani speaking. As you know, the IGF is going to take place in Bali, Indonesia, and AFALO presented the possibility to organize a workshop. It was accepted, so we prepared all the workshops details, and the proposal was a whole proposal with all the information on the workshop, and it was accepted as it was. I just received an email from the IGF's organization telling me that our workshop was considered as a capacity building workshop, so they are going to create a session on that issue, and I'm going to be among the panelists of this session. So they are going to promote capacity building, and we are going to participate to those activities of capacity building, which are going to be organized in Bali. And I remind you that it is the fourth IGF workshop that we organized, and they were all very good made. The results were very good, and I hope it will be the same for this workshop. AFALO is the first organization, the first entity of the ICANN community to organize a workshop in the IGF. Now other people organize it too, but sometimes ago, we were the only one to make it. We tried to find some sponsors to travel there and organize the workshop. Last year and this year, ICANN is organizing and funding this workshop because ICANN realized the importance of the participation of the community to the IGF, the active participation, not just the participation, but the idea is to assist and participate. So last year and this year, we have a coordinated participation of ICANN. We are all participating together with the ICANN coordination. Well, I'm finished, Fatimata. Fatimata is speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. And congratulations for your work. Are there any questions about the IGF in Bali, taking place in Bali? Yes, Victor is wanting to make a comment. Victor, you have the floor. Yes, you have the floor, Victor. Okay. Thank you, Tijani. I just wanted to remind everybody that those who want to be a model, the driver for the IGF, a driver or represent their communities, can go to Bali. So I wanted to tell everybody from at large to try to register themselves to participate in the IGF too. There is a call for candidates, so I wanted to tell you that it's a good way to participate distantly or remotely to those activities. Tijani is speaking. Yes, Victor is right. And I wanted to add something, Tijani speaking. Those who speak Arab can have some training with the IGF secretariat. So if you need or if you want to have this training, just try to contact them. Thank you. Fatimata speaking again. Thank you very much, both of you. AfraLo and the ALS of AfraLo will contact them, contact the IGF. Okay, thank you very much. The other item is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project. And here it is an outreach program. And it's a pilot project. So it's going to be made to promote the community mobilization among each region and each ALS. But the project is a test currently. And I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. So he's going to tell us about this pilot project. There is also a wiki with all the information so everyone can participate. There is the link on Adobe Connect to this pilot project for community regional outreach. Tijani, you have the floor. Please, can you be shorter in your comments? Okay, Tijani speaking. Okay, thank you, Fatimata. Yes. This pilot project is the result of an ICAD feeling that additional needs or requests for budget from the community, for funding from the community, were not satisfied. And they realized that those requests were about outreach. So for the first time, I can say that I can listen to the community and create this pilot project. This project will work with the 5 railers and the 5 constituencies of the GNSO who are not contracting parties. So it's a project for us. This project will be a very good thing, and it's a pilot project. So if the result is okay, it will be reorganized next year. The process of this project is very well made, very well detailed, and I will also say strict. So we need to organize this process in a very strict way, respecting the at-large and ICANN strategies to be respected, to be accepted. So we need to do that during the fiscal year of 2014, so before July 14, and the process will take 6 weeks or at the most 8 weeks. This project is about sensibilization or outreach, and we need to organize outreach project that will be funded by ICANN. The wiki, as you read it on the chat, is called CROPP, CROPP. So if you go to this wiki page, you are going to see the program of the details of this project, and we need to reflect on the way we are going to begin this process. We need some ideas, some good ideas to implement them in this project. Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, Tijani. Please, can you check the wiki? And if you have some comment to make, please do them through the wiki. Do some suggestion too. Please, you have to participate as AFRALO. You have to participate to this pilot project. So if there are no questions, Aziz has a question. Aziz, you have the floor. Okay, thank you, Fatimata. Aziz is speaking. I'd like to add something about what Tijani just said, this pilot project, which was accepted by ICANN, thanks to AFRALO's work at the level of the meetings AFRALO in Africa. We wanted ICANN to support us to implement outreach programs, and I see that it is implementing those project, outreach project, and I'm very satisfied about that. Fatimata is speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. And now we are going to address the third item, that is to say the item about working group on the second Atlas Summit. And we are happy to say that we have two new members of AFRALO that are working with us in this item. So I know that Tijani already spoke about that, but now I'm going to give the floor to Pastor Peters, who is going to speak to us about the activities of the second Atlas Summit. Pastor Peter, you have the floor.
Hello?
Hello, Pastor Peter, so go ahead, please.
You mean the plan so far on the Atlas Summit, the committee that I was appointed to participate in, we've not had any meetings since the last conference call, so, I mean, I pretty do not have much to say on that here, because unless there's a conference call by the lead on that committee, I cannot practically report any activity. So within the last conference call till now, there has not been any conference call for that committee that I'm serving.
Thank you very much, Pastor Peter. Fatimata is speaking. Thank you. Tijani, do you have something else to tell us about the at-large summit? There is no news. If you don't have anything to add, we can move on. Aziz is asking for the floor. Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. No? Yes, Aziz is asking for the floor. Aziz, you have the floor. Okay, Aziz is speaking. I just wanted to repeat what we already said about the at-large summit. I think all ALS have received an email from the ICANN staff asking them to update the information about their ALS, their ALS data. It's very important for us to have those information, if the leader have changed, if the chair of their organization has changed. We need to know it. If there are some new events, we need to know it. So I ask all those who are participating to this call to send their updated that data on their ALSs to the AFLO, to the ICANN staff, please. Thank you, Aziz. It is Fatimata speaking again. You're right. It's very important. We already asked that. And we need to update all those information. Yes, it's true. Tijani, do you have some more information about the at-large summit, Tijani? Tijani speaking. Yes, thank you, Fatimata. Tijani speaking. As I said at the beginning of the call, and as Aziz said, the at-large summit committee, organization committee, already prepared a draft, a survey project to know which were the interests of the ALS or the themes they wanted to address during the summit. So this survey has been prepared. It's almost, and the capacity building committee asked us to add a part in this survey about training, so they will be able to know what the ALS wanted to have in the training area so as to have a summit that interests everybody. So there was a conference call on that issue, and afterwards I was charged to summarize this survey. First part about the ALS, second part about the summit, and the last part about the training. I have sent the result of this, of my work, to the ICANN staff. They send it to translation, and we are going to post it on the wiki. So now we need to have a good ALS, and this ALS needs to participate to this survey. So it's very important. And the ALS who are not participating to the summit, to the survey, are not going to go to London. It's very important, so, to participate to this survey. And we need to update this the information of our ALS so as to be able to participate to this survey. Thank you, Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Tijani. So, Aziz is asking for the floor. Yes, Aziz speaking. Yes, very quickly. Aziz is speaking. It's very important. We are not asking just an update of the contact information on the ALS and information on the last activities of the ALS. It's very important to show us, because it's a good thing for each ALS to tell us about what they do and to make everybody in ICANN know about what they are organizing in their ALS. Okay, Fatima Day speaking. Preparation of the Afro-African Joint Meeting in Buenos Aires. This is the next item of the agenda. As you know, we always organize an Afro-African meeting during the general meeting. And we want to organize this meeting. Last time we had this meeting in Durban, and we are waiting for the assessment of the meeting. And we need to send the scorecard. Now we need to work together on a theme, and we need to organize a draft committee for the draft and the statement, as we normally do. And if Pierre is still here, we'd like to know. Yes, I'm here. We'd like to know if he has some program or schedule, something scheduled for this meeting, so we know what the African community is going to do. No, Pierre is speaking. No, Fatimata, I hope you can hear me. The first thing, I think the Afro-Law in an African meeting has been organized and taking into account. So I think the schedule is going to be assigned in a few days. And we wanted to work on the African strategy. And we wanted to avoid the fact that the two sessions took place at the same time. So we are going to work from 1 to 2 p.m. and Afro-African is going to take place another day. So this is the information I have. Pierre Aziz is speaking. Pierre, are you still here? You said, yes, Aziz is speaking. You said, the sound is very, very bad. Yes, it's very bad. Yes. I said that the two sessions are going to take place. The African Afro-Law meeting is going to take place on Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Yes, yes, that is. No, from 1 to 2 p.m. and for an hour. On Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. This is the meeting, the Afro-African meeting, no? Okay. It should. We have to organize those two meetings in the same room. Yes. Hello. Hello, Tijani speaking. Pierre, yes, you have the floor. Yes. Yes. I just wanted to confirm that the two sessions are going to take place in two different times. Okay, we understood. Fatimata, are you still there? I think Fatimata is off, so I'm going to lead that discussion now and say that what Fatimata wanted was to know if you will have something to present us during this Afro-African meeting, so we can take it into account in our schedule, in the schedule of that meeting. Okay, Pierre is speaking. I think that this session about African strategy will be just to do some briefing, and we are going to speak about partnership also, partnership around those the project. And what I'd like us to think about is this, the participation and the commitment with all of us, with all of us with the African strategy. So the second session will be Afro-African joint meeting, and I think we can speak about those commitment, the commitment of the ALSs, and the role they have to play, and the role of Afro-Law. Well, it's no use to repeat, and I'm not. It's no use to repeat this kind of statement, but we can work on an issue. We can work on a problem, on a specific problem. For example, we need some more commitment from everybody. So this is a problem we have. We can have a project with some consultant, etc., but we can't have a consultant for everything. So what is, in which way can we work together? So this is the kind of question we are going to address. Okay, thank you very much, Pierre. This is Tijani speaking. Are there any comments? Yes, Aziz speaking. I'd like to ask Pierre. I hope you can hear me well. Pierre, I wanted to ask you if you have some theme that you want to be addressed during the next Afro-African joint meeting. If there is a special theme that you want us to address. Okay, Pierre is answering. Well, about the commitment, yes, the commitment of the community, that should be one, and the African strategy, that is the other theme that I'd like to address. And all those... the research for consultants, etc. We can try to understand the kind of partnership we can have at the African level, because we are working on the at the global level, but at the African level we don't have a lot of possibilities when we speak about partnership. So we need to work on that issue too. Okay, Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Pierre. Fatimata, you are back, so I give you the floor. And Sylvia wants to have the floor.
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Tijani.
If I can speak, this is Sylvia Vivanco from staff. I just wanted to mention that
Sylvia.
We are... Yes. Can I speak now? Okay, so I just wanted to mention that we are in the process of finalizing the agendas for submission for translation services, so I would appreciate it if you can send us the Afro-African theme and a very basic draft agenda so we can send it for translation services as soon as possible. That's all. Thank you very much. I will note that as an action item, actually. Thank you.
Fatimata speaking. Okay, thank you. Silvia, as soon as possible, do you need it? When is it? What is the deadline of the agenda, the part of the agenda you need from us? What is the deadline?
Okay. Yes, we actually had a deadline originally planned by the end of this month, but this of September, but if you can send it within the next week, that would be perfect.
Okay, okay, Fatimata says that she's going to try, eh? Okay, now, today we are on 2 of October. Today it's 2nd, eh? October the 2. So we are going to try to propose the theme and to send you an email on Friday. And those who are participating to this phone call, please, can you commit yourself to send me an email with that theme? Yes? Okay. Okay, Fatima, it's okay. Okay, excellent. So please send me your emails with the theme that you are proposing, and we are going to post these emails to the ICANN staff during the weekend. We need to analyze with the community what we really want to do. It's very difficult to come to a consensus. If we want to be really to work in democracy, we need to reach a consensus. So we will send you something next week, Silvia. It's okay.
Hello. Hello, can I just add something, Pastor Peters? Hello, Pastor Peters? Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to leave. I want to thank you for...
Hello, Pastor Peters?
Pastor Peter, can you wait a minute? Can you wait a minute, please? So I'm confirming that the two sessions will take place. Pierre is speaking. There will be two sessions. Don't worry about that. Thank you very much, Pierre. Okay. We are almost finished. I think we need 10 or 15 minutes more to finish our conference call. Okay, bye-bye, Pierre. Okay, we are going to make an item for information. It was sent on the list, and now all the Afalo... We have now the election of a new ALAC representative of Afalo. Pastor Peter is asking for the floor. Okay, you have the floor.
Hello. I was going to suggest that after this conference call, the secretariat could also send out an email to all the ALFs that did not participate in this conference call, asking them to also submit suggestions for the team so that everybody will be informed, and then we could receive as much input as possible so that we don't restrict the information to those of us who are just taking part in this conference call. Thank you.
Aziz is asking for the floor. Thank you, Pastor Peters. It's a good idea. We spoke about the person who were participating to this telephone call. And you're right. Now I give the floor to Aziz. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to tell Peter that it's something we do automatically at the ALS level and at the African community, because before choosing any team, we ask their opinion to all the ICANN and the African community. Okay, so there is no problem. Now, I was reminding all the community present today that we have a new representative of AFRALO in the ALAC group. This is Aja. I think Aja is still with us.
And we have a new AFRALO secretary who's still on Adobe Connect. This is Philip Johnson, so maybe he would like to take the floor. In any event, we would like to congratulate them, and we celebrate this event for AFRALO to continue to grow. Of course, we try to keep very high standards, so we will try and do that. Hadja, if you can hear me, you have the floor now. Can you not hear me? Okay, then
Hello?
Congratulations, and Mr. Johnson will have the floor now.
Yes, hello, this is Philip Johnson. I would like to first thank all of those that supported me for my candidacy as secretary for AFRALO. And I see that this is a very important challenge. I've been following the teleconference for today, particularly today, and I know there are a lot of challenges we have as members of AFRALO or leaders of AFRALO. And I agree with suggestions on the regional outreach, but also we should also look at the national outreach. It is very good that our stakeholders in our respective communities understand what is happening at ICANN. Many countries or where institutions or communities we represent do not still understand what the work of ICANN and is our responsibility. And I thank all of those that supported me. I'm ready to work for AFRALO, and I will definitely make my contribution to the best of my ability. I count on all of you. It's not an easy thing, but it is a challenge, and I know within a short time I will get to understand all of the activities within the AFRALO, and I will be able to make a meaningful contribution. Thank you all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Philip. This is Fatimata speaking. We would like to thank you. I had to accelerate now. We have to speed up. We have another item, which is the accreditation of a new ALS Internet Society chapter of Nigeria. So we have an ALS who has just been accredited. And I think this will further energize AFRALO because we have new participants. And of course there's documents on INSOC Nigeria. And they as well can access the documents on Afrelo so that they can better understand who we are, what we stand for, and which are the ALSs that are represented here, and also about ALAC. Congratulations, Isaac Nigeria. I don't know if anyone would like to say a word here. Yes, Tizani, go ahead. Yes, thank you, Fatimata. This is Tizani speaking. Thanks for that info. I would like to complete it by announcing two other accreditations, which would be ISOC Somalia. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yes, go ahead. No, I'll shut up now. Okay, go ahead, Fatimata. No, I was going to let Aziz announce it. But it's the same. Go ahead. So Tizani speaking. Shall I go on then? We have received two other applications. One was from ISOC Somalia that request followed the staff due diligence. And we saw some thoughts which were not quite complete. And so the staff asked for further information. And on our side, we had some research that we made with a couple of friends from ISOC, and everyone confirms that this is a good ALS, because although there's some information missing, in fact, it's due to the fact that their working conditions are very hard. So I would like to advise that this ALS is accredited, even though, as I said, there are many points missing in the due diligence. The second application we received was a request from an ALS from Comoros, but we still have not received the due diligence, and it's going to come now. So that's all. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Tizani, says Fatimata. Our fifth item on the agenda was items for discussion. Are there any questions as regards this? Thank you, Elvi. You have the floor, Elvi, yes. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, this is Elvi speaking. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your explanations and for having allowed me to participate at this meeting. I am currently in the process of carrying out a preparation meeting. And so Pierre made a presentation yesterday on an activity regarding the DNSSEC program. And we wanted to make sure we had a more stable and more secure space. That was what we discussed. So I was very happy to participate. At the staff level, Pierre was really knowledgeable, and I didn't have the opportunity to thank him at the end. I would like to thank you all for this, and I would like to tell you all at the same time that your work is very important. I am very grateful for having been able to participate. I was at an ITU meeting today, and there were states which were not full members, they were just there as observants. But at ICANN, what you see is that you have a unique model, because with our new CEO, you feel that we are all united. And I just wanted to say once again how important your work is, how important what you're doing is for all of us. I had the chance of meeting Isaac personally, and I know that the team from Afrelo has already started to work with Isaac Ghana. So I tried to participate with that group, and I did the same. But I would leave it to Afrelo's team to deal with that. So that's all. I just wanted to thank you all for your work, for your support, and say that I look forward to working with you so that ICANN's activities can continue to improve in the African sub-region. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Io vice Fatimata. We would like to thank you too for taking the time to come to our meetings and for participating at these meetings. And you'll always have our support, I assure you. So in any event, thank you. Now, are there any other comments that anyone would like to make?
Hello.
I would like to discuss our friend
Pastor Peters
from Tunisia. Yes, please hold, sir. And we have received a few applications. We have some accreditation requests for participating ALSs. And I hope that we can all organize ourselves so that this will work out and we can finish the process soon, this accreditation process for AFRIDO. In any case, we're seeing that there's a process underway. Go ahead, Mr. Peters.
Okay. I was going to suggest for AFRALO to consider the Atlas conference that is coming up next year only allows for one member per ALS. I was thinking that since ICANN would sponsor just one person, supposing ALSs are also given the opportunity to invite one person extra at their own expense, not at the expense of ICANN, does it mean that with person from any ALS, that will also extend the reach of the training and mission to be disseminated. If AFRALO supports this idea, so all I can need to do to forward a letter of invitation to whoever the ALS will want to recommend, apart from the official delegate. Like I said, it will cost ICANN nothing, but the ALS will be responsible for the transportation and the accommodation of whoever they want to be part of this event. Since this is an opportunity that is not so common, it's an opportunity, and then the next year's program is going to be very, very intensive in terms of training, in terms of the content. So I'm just thinking to hit an increased reach if this suggestion could be considered, and then AFRALO could propose that to ICANN for consideration. Thank you.
This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much, Mr. Peters. I think it is a very good idea indeed. Now, ICANN meetings are open. So anyone can ask to get an invitation. So it will in fact be up to the ALSs to ask for an invitation. But I think normally an ALS is expected to participate at ICANN's meetings. Now, to the best of my knowledge, there is no obstacle hampering that participation. Yes, this is Tizani speaking, Fatimata, excuse me. As you say, at ICANN meetings and even at ADLAR summits, our meetings are open to all. So anyone who can travel and who can get to the meeting to participate can, in fact, attend any meeting without exception, except for closed meetings, which are identified as being closed meetings. Now, with regard to any at-large meeting and in the at-large summit, it's all open to anyone, 100%. There's no limit.
Yeah, what I mean
no
is...
No problem for ALS to attend. They just need to be clear. That's the logic. Now, we have the intervention of Mr. Peters. Who's asking?
Yes, I agree.
Sir, please, I cannot hear both of you at the same time. Tijani is speaking.
All right.
Now, each ALS should take people, and it will be a limitation to have them take one people or two. It should be their choice, because some ALSs only have one person, or at least it's only one person that we know of. So that is very bad, and it would be better that we know of more people participating, at least more participation at teleconferences, that we would see more people from the same ALS participating, so that we know that that ALS, in fact, involves more than one person. So the summit is a good opportunity for the whole of the at-large community to come and discuss ICANN issues and give their comments and their point of view directly, not by proxy or through any intermediaries, but directly. So I would like to suggest, or it's not a suggestion, but rather a wish that I have, and it's that we should have at least two people per ALS. I know that contributors sometimes do not allow for this, and so it is not possible. But those who can send a second person should be encouraged to do so. So,
yes.
For any ALAC member, and for the leaders of the RALOs, I think it would be very interesting to have one person per ALS extra, that is, so that we have at least the people who are already participating, and those people might be absent at a given summit because they have other meetings that they have to attend, and unless there is another representative from the ALS that will not attend the meeting. Now, that's all I had to say, says Susani.
Okay. Pastor Peter.
Okay. I'll tell Fatimata in a second. Thank you, Susani. This is Fatimata speaking. I think it is a very good idea, and it's something we should encourage. We should indeed have more than one person per ALS. So we should assure this.
Pastor Peters?
I think this will be one of the last comments. Okay, Mr. Peters, go on. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I quite agree in totality with the views of Ijani. Trying to support my suggestion. So in this case, it would be wise to propose to ICANN that any team that the ALS will submit, apart from the official delegate, should also get support letters that would assist that second person to process his or her visa to attend the program. So in that case, the embassy will know that, yes, they are coming for something official, and they are not just coming on their own program. So that is the area I'm looking at also. If that is done, ALSs that can afford to bring somebody else to the meeting will be very glad to do that. Thank you very much.
Are you just asking for the invitation letter? Can you please clarify,
yes.
Mr. Peters? This is Afi speaking.
Yeah, invitation letters, yes. Official invitation letters, yeah.
Aziz Ilali says, but that's automatic. You can join or sign up on ICANN's website. Anyone can sign up. anywhere in the world. All they have to do is access ICANN's website, and they will automatically receive this invitation letter.
It's okay.
If you want me to, says Aziz Ali, I can personally send you the link where you can sign up to ask for this invitation letter. You can forward it to as many people as you want. Anyone can ask for an invitation letter, and they will receive it after 48 hours.
Oh, okay. I will appreciate it if I can have the link.
We're already late, and we've already discussed this matter, says Fatimata. So everyone can get an invitation letter. So anyone can send the information they want. That's the way we've always worked. There's an invitation letter. If you need it for a visa, you can just ask for it on the internet, and it's automatic. That's all. Now, having said that, personally, so I would like to thank you all for your participation at this meeting. I hope these action items are properly written down so that we can follow them. We have some future activities, and I would like to thank you all for your participation. I would hope that the meeting goes on, and I count on Tijani for this. I thank you for your participation and beforehand for all your contributions. Thank you. Thank you, Fatimata.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, Vivian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.